Good morning.
Good weather.
Good lettuce.
Can't say.
Good saddle.
Good leather.
Time to start the day.
Earth needs to be turned.
Fields need to be seeded.
Milk needs to be churned.
Crops need to be weeded.
Not much changes from year to year here in Avonlea.
Pants need to be patched.
Socks need to be mended. Eggs need to be hatched.
Flocks need to be tended. Old ways tend not to disappear here in Avonlea.
Green fields appear, ancient as the sea.
See how the birch tree sways.
Each moment here, just as it should be, long familiar days. Friendly folk abound, each one at his labors, ears glued to the ground.
Each knows all his neighbors.
Neighbors know not to interfere here in Avonlea.
My name is Rachel Lind. And I see everything that happens in Avonlea. Everything.
If I don't see it, it didn't happen. But today, something is happening that even I can't make sense of. Matthew and Marilla Cuthbert have been living for as long as a person can remember, all by themselves, down the road and across the field in an old house called Green Gables. They're not man and wife, I should add, but brother and sister. But that's not the odd part.
Something strange is happening today in Avonlea. This isn't just another day in June. Matthew Cuthbert's wearing his best Sunday suit, you see. Drove off on his buggy on a working day at 12:30.
Unheard of. Why, just yesterday I was saying to Mr. Brookdale,
what on earth is happening today in Avonlea? When I looked up, he just put down his hoe.
He's down the hill, and still I can't for all the life of me figure what on earth made Matthew Cuthbert just get up and go.
Took the mare too, must be going a distance.
I saw him just last Friday buying sacks of seed.
His cows have all the water, oats, and feed they need.
He's too old to take a ride.
No one's died,
or no one's lately told us so.
Oh, there's never been such goings on out here in Avonlea. Why, last night Matthew swept the kitchen floor. I saw it too. Marilla skipped her daily front porch sip of rosehip tea.
When such odd things occur, you can be sure they'll lead to something more.
Every 20 or 30 years, we do get our share of scandal.
Some of us recall another day in Avonlea, the 10th of June in 1869, when Martha Scott eloped
with that man from Carmody.
Right, and left her bloomers blowing wild right there out on her laundry line.
That was scandalous.
We must get to the bottom of this strange affair. We have to know just why he went for what and where. We won't sleep on a wink tonight. This door's locked tight and no one has a key
but me.
Rest assured you'll all be cured today in Avonlea. I have a knack for facts, I'll have you know. You found the perfect person, here she stands for all to see. Back, relax, don't worry, I have ways to make what's hidden show.
You can say that again.
I'll gently drop a hint or three, I wouldn't want to pry. Though when I'm through, I guarantee I'll know the where and why. I
I'm bound to solve this mystery, so trust in me, the truth will soon appear. Right here!
She'll do it too!
Done it before!
That's our way in Avonlea, and everything we have we love to share. But you get back, we won't forget your need for privacy.
So if I'm there behind your shrub, it's just that it looked ill.
And when I'm in your garden, it's to sniff a daffodil.
We're sometimes at your window, but we're only there to fix your windowsill.